Look, Anya, it wasn't my decision to pull the funding for the excavation. I was fighting for you. I'm still fighting for you. I'm writing a memorandum right now that's fighting for you hardcore.
Don't strain yourself.
Anya sat at a small table in the cyber cafe only a few blocks from the pier. She almost felt sorry for Doug because he sounded sincere, but she was distracted by the excitement to get the excavation underway. Captain Shafiq and his crew were finishing up with the supplies and equipment. Lochata was stating their case to the ASI and pulling in favors from the university. They believed they'd be ready to set sail by 2 o'clock p.m. That was less than 3 hours away.
Doug, it's no big deal. Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it? After you strong-armed me to get the money for your spelunking trip?
Spelunking has to do with caves. We're not in a cave. Unless there's a cave down there on the ocean floor. Then it's diving and spelunking. But as of right now, there's no cave.
You don't want to leave the show.
I'm tired of chasing monsters, Doug. It gets in the way of archaeology.
Not always.
Most of the time.
Everywhere we send you, you find time to archaeologize.
That's not a word.
Whatever. The point is, I know we've sent you to places where you would never have been able to go. And while you were there, you always found really cool stuff. Admit it, you know it's true.
Are you trying to play hardball with me?
Yes. Is it working?
No, I just wanted to make sure. I don't hear you do that often. It's kind of cute.
Cute?
Endearing?
We need you on the show. It isn't just Christie's assets that sell Chasing History's monsters.
Put that in writing.
What?
What you just said, the asset thing. Put it in writing.
You're kidding.
Am I? Television stars tend to make outrageous demands. I'm practicing.
I can't do that.
But you can kill me and put out a memorial DVD.
Hey, the tsunami killed you, not me.
The memorial DVD was your idea.
Okay, before we get off track here, the whole problem was that memorial DVD. Once everybody found out you were still alive, the funding immediately got cut.
I told you keeping something like that secret was a mistake.
Yeah, but no one expected you to be the one that blew the whistle.
What are you talking about? I didn't blow any whistles.
I'm not saying you did, but it sure looks like you did it.
What looks like I did it?
The internet footage.
What internet footage?
You didn't see the link I sent you? Check your email.
A window opened in the center of the screen. Words scrolled across as a clock ticked down. Anya Creed, star of Chasing History's Monsters, dealing martial arts mayhem. See her deadly kung fu grip. The camera opened up on a familiar figure in a hotel room, all smiles.
Hi, my name is Jason Kim. I'm an archaeology student from UCLA. I'm single, but looking. I like music and long, slow kisses. You can reach me by email at onehotchickmagnet@yourdreams.org. Anyway, I'm presently in India on a dig for some really cool sacrificial victims. I got to dig up some of the bodies. Way cool. Our camp got destroyed by a tsunami. Not so cool. A few people would have died, but Anya Creed, the archaeologist from Chasing History's Monsters, saved them. Watching her do that was like cool squared. The next day, these guys came up and wanted to rob us. I managed to get the whole thing on tape. What you're about to see is amazing. Anya Creed comes up out of the water and proceeds to kick these guys' butts. Now, her studio is telling everybody she's dead. They're even selling a bogus memorial DVD. Don't fall for that. She's still alive and is planning on trying to find a shipwreck she thinks these awesome Naga statues shown here are from. I'm going on the marine excavation. Professor Rye was looking for volunteers, so I signed up. Hopefully, I'll have more news soon.
I don't see how this little bit of...
CNN, Entertainment Tonight, and Fox News all got hold of it. Naturally, all those memorial DVDs we've been pressing aren't going anywhere. The people who ordered them want their money back.
That seems reasonable. Doug, hold on for a minute. Waitress, how much?
50 rupees, miss.
Thanks. So anyway...
Anyway, marketing wants my head. Nobody wants to refund those orders. That's going to cost us even more money just handling all the paperwork. We're going to blow budget really big for a few months.
I guess that means I won't be going anywhere too exotic anytime soon.
Hey, but that was a nice bikini in that kid's video, though.
Thanks. It's new.
Very stylish. So you can see the position I'm in. The memorial DVD is dead in the water. If I have to go tell corporate you're breaking your contract with us, well, I don't want to do that.
Then don't.
Huh? What happened to the whole strong-arm approach?
I don't need it. Someone else is going to finance the dig.
That's great!
Anya knew it wasn't going to sound so great to Doug when he realized that she'd signed away all the rights to the dig, but she didn't want to deal with that at the moment. Anya continued toward the docks. Sudden movement in the alley to her left drew her attention. When she glanced in that direction, she saw some familiar faces.
Hey, lady, remember us?
All four of the men from the speedboat were in the alley. They'd brought along four of their friends.
Doug, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Huh?
Anya's first impulse was to run. Her martial arts training supported that course of action. When confronted with adversity, she'd been taught to seek out the path of least resistance. She shoved the cell phone into its backpack pocket and hitched the straps over her shoulders. She dashed along the street. A small sedan rocketed across the street, narrowly missing a woman with two small children. She stopped only a few feet from the car and looked around. Three men armed with pistols got out of the car. Anya didn't know if the men would actually shoot at her, but she couldn't take the chance. There were too many citizens and tourists on the street, including a lot of children.
Hey, lady.
Hands on the straps of her backpack, Anya turned to face the man who had called out to her. His face still showed bruises from their earlier encounter.
Give me the backpack and I'll let you live.
If you're looking for those Naga statues, I don't have them anymore.
You're lying.
The man was right. Anya hadn't yet handed the things over to the ASI.
I'm not giving you the backpack.
That's okay. I'm happy to take it from you.
The man reached into his pocket and pulled out a long bladed knife. Anya spun and unleashed a right kick that had plenty of hip in it. The man raised his free hand to block the kick. Anya's foot drove the man's hand into his face and knocked him to the ground. Without hesitation, she stripped the knife from him and tossed it into the street. The men swarmed in at her like a pack of jackals, but in their eagerness to get to her, they got in each other's way. Anya reached into the otherwear and gripped the sword's hilt. Strength and confidence poured into Anya. She drove the sword's hilt into the forehead of the man ahead of her. Anya whirled and delivered a back kick to his chest. The unconscious man flew into the two men standing behind him. All three went down in a tangle of arms and legs. One of the men had a machete and brandished it with enthusiastic menace. Anya easily knocked the machete from his hands with her sword. Her next slash sliced through the loose folds of his shirt. He looked down in shock, as if expecting to see his intestines come tumbling out. Anya caught another man's temple with the flat of her blade, hard enough to leave him disoriented. Still on the move, she rammed her left elbow back twice and hammered another man in the face. The forward momentum of her attackers was shattered. One of them lay prone on the ground. Another was still trying to get his breath back, and a third couldn't stand up straight. Anyone who could chose to take the opportunity to make their best move.
Run!
Anya stood her ground and didn't try to pursue. She was relieved the guns had been for show and that no one had started a wild shooting spree. As she glanced around, she realized the attack had attracted a crowd. Calmly, she turned and continued on towards the docks. As she turned a corner, she released the sword. The question remained as to who had sent the men. If they'd simply wanted revenge, they'd have taken the backpack as a matter of course after they'd beaten or killed her. They wouldn't have asked for it first. She lengthened her stride and moved into a steady jog as she dodged traffic.